Now, this is not something that is only subject to the Old Testament. This happens today, folks. You know, you have pastors today that are operating as pastors. They're operating as pastors, but they're false prophets. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. And they're there to fulfill the desires of what they want, and to take advantage of the flock of God for whatever reason, whether it's a financial motive, it's an immoral motive of molesting children, whatever it may be. You know, it really depends on the false prophet, but you know, it's caused people to become discontent or unhappy with the things of God, with the service of the Lord. Yeah. You know, and this is very prevalent in a lot of churches, but especially like mega churches, for example. Yeah. You know, where people they're leaving those mega churches by the droves because of the hypocrisy of those pastors who are either money hungry, they're greedy, there's all types of immorality and fornication and adultery taking place by those in church leadership. They're committing they're stealing money and doing these unrighteous acts. And it's causing people with any, you know, two brain cells to rub together to say this is wrong. Amen. Even in those liberal churches. Yep. People who are just kind of like whatever about the Bible, they don't even know what the Word of God says, it's going to rub them the wrong way still. Amen. I mean, it rubs unsaved people the wrong way. Unsaved people are like, this is wrong. Why do you got to own a Ferrari if you're a pastor or something, you know? Why do you need a yacht? Why do you need a helipad for? What's up with that? Oh, it's for the Lord. It's for the ministry. And it causes unsaved people to abhor the house of God as well. People tell us, oh, you're going to turn people away from Christ. No, they're turning people away from Christ. Through their evil deeds and their covetousness and greed. That's what the Bible teaches us, folks. Yeah. I mean, look what it says in 2 Peter 2, verse 2. It says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. The way of truth is evil spoken of today because of false prophets doing the work of God unrighteously. They're wolves in sheep's clothing, causing saved and unsaved people alike to speak evil of the truth sometimes. Why go to church? There's all kinds of bad stuff that happens at the church. The pastor's doing this, he's doing this, he's stealing money, he's sleeping around, he's committing this, he's committing that. And it's causing the way of truth to be evil spoken of. Why? Because of these false prophets. That's why it's important that, you know, we don't just ordain any Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes through the doors, amen? Amen. That's why the qualifications of a pastor are present in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus as well, Titus chapter 1. Is to give us a standard by which we can use to qualify an individual to see if they're apt to be able to be a pastor. Right, right. And that's why we don't just lay hands suddenly on any man. Right. Why? Because people need to be proven. Yeah. Yeah. Proven for what? Proven if they're apt for the job, or maybe if they're just a wicked person. Because yeah. Wicked people sometimes seek positions of leadership and authority because they want to take advantage of people. Okay. Yeah. It says in verse 3, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Feigned meaning empty, vain words, fake words, insincere words. I mean, if that doesn't spell out liberal churches today, I don't know what does. Stephen Furtick type churches. They shall make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. God does not take that lightly, folks. Go to Jude. Book of Jude, if you would. To the right, go to the book of Jude, right before Revelation. God does not take that lightly. You know, and yeah, that's present in liberal churches, but it's also present in fundamental Baptist churches as well. I mean, you have Paul Chapel and Lancaster Baptist Church, and he's guilty of that as well. All this greed and covetousness, you know. And obviously, like, you know, it's not wrong to have money to sustain your family. But, folks, there's a limit, though. There's a limit. And here's the thing. You know, when he's rubbing shoulders with false prophets such as John MacArthur, I mean, that should be a red flag. I mean, he's literally taking pictures with them, posting them on Twitter, and he's a man of God and all these things. It's like, you're praising the wicked. That means you've forsaken the law of the Lord. They that praise the wicked have forsaken the law of the Lord. But such as keep the law, contend with them. That's what the Bible says. But yet he's praising John MacArthur and all these things. And, you know, his fruit is not good either. I mean, his fruit is fruity. Go look at Paul Chappell's fruit. It's exactly that. Fruits. Fruit Loops. And so that should tell you something. Oh, whose fruit are you then? Well, I'm the fruit of the new IFB. Amen. And you could examine the pastor who sent me out and my pastor friends, and they're righteous men of God who are thundering forth the word of God. They're not men of covetousness. They're men who are above reproach, not perfect, but men who are above reproach. They love the word of God. They're winning souls to Christ. They got great churches. You can visit any one of their churches and test their doctrine and look at the people that are in their church. They're righteous men. Amen.